Hello and welcome to another episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am Brian Aldridge and I am back this week from illness. Myself and permanent co-host Carlina, we discuss, is it a sandwich, over different foods, whether or not they're a sandwich. We discuss some phobias and some pet peeves. I hope you enjoy, and I'm glad to be back. I am back. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Brian Aldridge, the host of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am back. I missed last week. I was sick. We had Carlina and Karate Brian, who I found out is named after me. He was named after me. I was born in 1979. He was born much later. Filled in. They did a great job. And I think those two have a future together in a podcast. That was phenomenal. Did you have fun last week?
I did.
I thought you felt more comfortable in the leader role, pushing people around.
Gaslighting.
Than in the co-host role, which is now permanent. You are now the permanent co-host, no longer auditioning.
No longer auditioning. I'm the substitute host, though.
Yeah, and then I feel you're more suited for that role. Last week I was sick. Had a big week. Went on the road, did some comedy in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at a casino up there, the Island Casino and Resort. Shot on over to Rochester, Minnesota, where the Mayo Clinic is. Did Goonies Comedy Club. Fantastic room. Drove through about 12 feet of snow. When I booked the thing, I booked it in late February.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, man, I hope there's no bad weather. Expected maybe a little storm. And we drive into the storm of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
The guy I brought with me is born and raised Florida, never seen snow in his life. Said, let's get out and roll around in it. No, thanks.
Well, he saw it that weekend.
Also saw a Quick Trip for his first time.
Was it life-changing?
It was.
I mean, that's all you can ask for.
$1 grilled cheese sandwich. That's good. The shows went well. It was a good overall experience. Even flew Frontier.
Oh, risky.
Risky. But you know when you're flying Frontier, it's not because you really want to get where you're going.
No. You got about a 35% chance of making it there.
Yeah, and so we were willing to roll those odds. We were going to a casino.
Yeah.
So we're ready to gamble.
Yeah, you're ready to gamble it all.
Shows went well. Thanks to Mark, the owner of Goonies. We were trying to set up a TV performance to promote it Friday. TV station was running errands, doing remote. Didn't really work out. That's okay. Weather made it hard to travel in there anyway. Shows went great. A lot of people came out. I was happy about that. Speaking of gambling,
mm-hmm.
Last night I'm at a poker casino and I'm playing. They had something, a jackpot, just called a high hand. Just basically, if you had a good hand, every half hour they're paying out $250 and it would roll over if no one hit it.
Okay.
It gets up to $2,000.
Hi.
Which is, you know, half of what I get paid for one show doing stand-up comedy. I make the hand, I make the four sixes, 18 minutes on the clock, super excited.
Yeah.
2 minutes left on the clock. I'm like, all right, this might happen. Minute 33 seconds left. Someone hits four kings.
How could they?
I don't get the $2,000.
How could they?
Calculated the odds, it's 1 in 17.8 million.
Isn't it illegal to calculate the odds?
After the fact.
Oh, okay.
And so that means I'm better than the 1%.
You are.
I'm the 1 in 17.8 million.
You are.
And if you don't know who I am, my name is Brian Aldridge. I'm a stand-up comedian. I have been a stand-up comedian almost as long as Carlina's been alive.
I think it's as long.
And traveled the world and Michigan.
Mm.
Little Texas. You might not know who I am, but you might know who I've worked with. Little independent comics like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Two generation of Damon Wayans, a guy named John Mulaney, anyone who's run through Chicago, all the little rels, maybe if there's a big rel
big
out
rel.
There. I was standing in line to audition for Last Comic Standing with Nikki Glaser for 8 hours. Now she's famous. So Bill Burr, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's been in Mandalorian.
Small names.
Small names. Guys like that. Dave Attell. If you're into stand-up comic, you will know who that is. So I've opened for some of the... Just saw Brent Kreischer at the Amelie Arena here in Tampa. I've opened for him a couple times. Opened for him in Chicago. Opened for him in Indianapolis. And now he's doing an arena show. I'm there with my wife, your mom.
By law,
your mother. Your mother-in-law. So we're at the Amelie Arena watching the show, and I lean over and I tell her, hey, about 6 years ago, I'm working with him.
Yeah.
I'm opening for him. One of the highlights of my career. No sooner than I say that, he starts going into a story 6 years ago. The lowest moment of my life. I'm thinking about hanging it up. Look where I am now.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and... I mean, I think that show was pretty good, and he did decline to come on our podcast when I was hosting.
Only because he didn't think opening for him at a comedy club that used to be a Mexican restaurant was enough of a connection.
I just feel like it was more than enough.
Absolutely, and I thought I was going to land you your first big interview as host. Wasn't able to come through.
It's all Bert Kreischer's fault.
But it's all good news from here.
Okay.
Because we're back to full strength.
We are?
If this were a hockey game, go Lightning.
Go Lightning.
We got our guys out of the penalty box.
They're out.
We're at full strength. We got Brian hosting. We've got Carlina co-hosting. In the producer chair, we have Karate Brian with his whiteboard.
That's all we can ask for.
And we didn't make him have a whiteboard.
No. He could have had a blackboard.
He chose a whiteboard.
Yeah. He chose it. He chose the whiteboard over all the other options. He said it was the best one.
Best board. He said it was powerful. All right. So, swinging back into the things, we got a little complaining out of the way with the poker thing. But the shows were great. So there's some good stuff there. Coming up, I will be in, by the time you listen to this, it'll be 1 week removed from me headlining a theater in Wesley Chapel at the Grove Movie Theater. Now, they've taken one of the theaters and turned it into a comedy club with stadium seating, no waiters and waitresses. So it's self-serve. It's a theater experience with stand-up comedy.
Theater.
Run by Side Splitters. It's their second location in Wesley Chapel, Florida. I'll be headlining there Thursday. I'll be featuring Friday, Saturday, headlining it Sunday.
Yeah.
So we got those shows coming up. You got any shows coming up?
Not any shows, but I do have a story.
Okay, let's hear it.
So when you were out of town, I was often fending for myself over food. And I ate a large amount of pub subs, which are by far.
She's speaking, if you're not from the South or Florida. Seattle? If you're not from Florida or Georgia.
I was going to say it's only Florida or Georgia.
A pub sub is a sub sandwich from the grocery store Publix.
Superior sandwich.
Superior sandwich, just like the choice and board that the producer has.
Yes. Just like the board.
Yes.
Yes. But a pub sub is a Publix sandwich, and it's phenomenal. And, you know, and it's your typical sub sandwich. You can build it, create it, make it however you want, all those kinds of things. But it had me thinking, how far can you push the boundary of a sandwich?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned being from Chicago.
I don't think so.
Or
it's the first time hearing of it.
Anything Chicago related.
Yeah.
We will have knockdown, drag out fights over whether or not something is a sandwich.
Okay.
So what I think I would like to do.
Okay.
Not in a knockdown, drag out, physical fight. I know which one of us will win that.
Me?
Of course.
Of course.
So I feel like you would resort to what it took to win the fight.
Oh,
Up to and including taking my life.
I would bite a bicep.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
I'm just not willing to do any damage.
Man. I'd be willing to fight pretty dirty, you know? Like, I feel like you'd go into it expecting, like, a good, clean fight, and I'd bring out, like, a frying pan.
As far as I would be willing to take the altercation is to firmly yell, hey, Carlina, reconsider your actions, please. So that's not a winning scenario.
It's the end of it.
Yeah. So as civil as we can keep it.
Okay.
I'd like to discuss with you, a non-Chicagoan.
Okay.
But an avid pub sub consumer.
Yes.
Whether or not something's a sandwich.
Yeah.
The biggest argument in Chicago is the most popular sandwich. It's called it.
Okay.
It's called an Italian beef sandwich.
Okay.
Some people question the legitimacy of its sandwichivity.
Okay, so walk me through what it is.
Italian beef. I have no idea how it's made, or I would make it every day.
Okay.
Your mother, my wife, your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Bit into a Portillo's Italian beef sandwich, smiled, and said, "I can't make this."
Oh, no.
So I don't know what the seasoning, I don't know the cut of beef. I imagine it's roast beef cooked a certain way.
Yeah.
It's Italian beef.
They send it to heaven and then mail it back.
I thought they sent it to Rome.
They might.
Which, in the case of beef, is heaven.
Yeah.
So Italian beef is pretty unique to Chicago. Here's the problem where some people argue it's sandwich-tivity. It's typically served on a hoagie roll or a French roll.
Okay.
And then they say, well, that's not a sandwich.
How is that not a sandwich? It's bread.
It's in the name.
Okay.
Italian beef sandwich.
So hear me out. Let's build like a fancy artisan sandwich.
Okay.
You got some brioche and bread.
How many slices?
Two.
I'm already on board with this.
You got a brioche bread. You got some nice thin cut pieces of mozzarella.
Okay.
You got some balsamic vinegar.
Yes.
You got some tomatoes,
okay.
Sun dried preferably. Some light hints of maybe like some cilantro, and you finish it off with some nice roasted garlic chicken. Would that be a sandwich?
Yes. I think you gotta use, okay. One, it's a sandwich by definition.
Yeah.
It's two pieces of bread. Two pieces of bread, stuff in the middle.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes you have to use your common sense.
Yes.
The Italian beef sandwich resembles that of, say, a sub sandwich. It comes on a roll.
Okay.
Comes on a roll. It's cut open. It's one continual. It's one continuous slice of bread. I heed you that.
Yes.
But by the nature of an Italian beef sandwich, you can't serve it on two slices of bread.
No.
Because you will then dip it into a gravy.
Yes.
And it has to have a bottom.
Yeah. Otherwise, everything will just fall out.
Gone.
And I would. You know, so what's the argument? What's the opposite? That it's a taco?
No one's ever accused it of being a taco. They've accused it of being a sub. And I'm like, a sub is also a sandwich.
A sub sandwich. It's in the name.
Now, we're tap dancing around it.
Okay.
The Italian beef is where someone goes, you never start the argument with Italian beef.
Okay.
It gets to Italian beef.
It ends with the Italian beef.
The debate, the ultimate is it not, is hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, people will then you'll get to the Italian beef through straw man arguments.
Yeah, yeah.
And through, well, then, if a hot dog is, if Italian beef's a sandwich, why not a hot dog? It's people who want to call a hot dog a sandwich.
Yeah. And is a hot dog a sandwich?
I say no.
I also say no.
I don't have reasons other than a hot dog is a unique food item.
I feel like a hot dog more closely resembles a taco.
It does.
Yeah.
However.
It's too bold. It's too political.
It speaks English.
It does.
It's not Mexican food.
It's an English taco.
It's a taco is a style of food.
Uh-huh.
Where you can be creative. You can, same with a hot dog, but so there's beef, chicken, tongue.
Okay.
Bean. Like, there's different types of...
You know what? And
a hot dog needs the dog.
I do agree with you. I do agree with you. I also would say that I feel like for a taco to be considered a taco, it has to have a tortilla on the outside.
Got it.
And a hot dog has to have a bun.
Yes.
So hot dog...
No. The hot dog is the item in the bun.
You're right.
So what they say is you're eating a hot dog sandwich. Not just a hot... So you know what I'm saying? The cylinder of meat is the hot dog.
Okay, but to be fair...
Some people get all uppity And they say, you're not eating a hot dog.
Okay.
You're eating a hot dog sandwich. Mm-hmm. Like when you start putting the condiments on it in the bun.
Okay, so if I take a burger meat, that's the meat, and I put it on a bun, am I eating a burger sandwich?
Exactly. Now, that's the other maniac way you go.
Yeah.
If you're defending the hot dog, you go the burger maniac route. Because it's hamburger meat. It's a hamburger. Yeah. The entire thing is a hamburger.
Yes.
Hamburger. It's not. Is a hamburger a sandwich? Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
But is anyone crazy out there being like, ooh, I can't wait to have me a hamburger sandwich? Maybe a grandmother.
Maybe. A southern grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And I mean, honestly, okay.
Not too southern. Not what are they doing in the front of the bus southern.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, too southern.
Okay.
And then, but now we're getting crazy because now you get into the idea of when people do those fancy burgers and they put the different kinds of bun and stuff like that. Because, like, if I put a hamburger meat and I wrap it in a lettuce bun, it's no longer a sandwich. Is that a hamburger salad?
I don't know.
Ooh.
So we're doing no bun?
No bun wrapped in lettuce. All ingredients are there, but think about what's on it.
Do we still call that a hamburger?
Well, I mean, it is a hamburger meat.
Here's, okay.
Because a hamburger...
I think we're letting this get away from us.
Okay.
Because we are debating whether or not something's a sandwich. And certainly, what you've just described is not a sandwich. It's basically a salad.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
we're basically at a salad at this point.
That's a salad. Okay.
All right, so I guess... If we're going to solve the hot dog riddle.
Okay.
Because that's the main one.
Yeah.
People debate is a hot dog a sandwich.
Yes.
Let's set some criteria for a sandwich.
Okay. I think.
Most have two slices of bread.
Yeah.
But one continuous slice of bread can be used if it encompasses the entire food.
Okay. I agree.
Condiments.
Yep.
So why, if it fits all the criteria... Now, I'm not advocating for the hot dog.
Yeah.
To be a sandwich. But let's take it from the dark side.
Okay, take it from the dark side. Take it from there.
A hot dog fits all of the criteria of a sandwich. Why isn't it a sandwich?
See, I think really what it comes down to is... Like, okay, take common law.
Okay.
When we have a turkey sandwich, we call it a turkey sandwich because we're specifying what kind of meat is in it.
Because there's more than one way you can eat turkey.
Yes.
There is one way you can eat a hot dog.
Yeah, there's only one way you can eat a hot dog. It's common law. If I tell you I'm eating a hot dog, are you expecting me to pull up with just a raw hot dog and just bite into it?
It is Florida.
Well, that's true.
But
and
no,
I did used to do that as a child, but...
What am I having? Oh, turkey.
What? How?
Is it a Thanksgiving turkey?
Yeah, is it roasted? Is it on a sandwich? Is it grilled? Is it anything else? But if I tell you I'm having a hot dog, you're expecting it to be on the hot dog bun and have the mustard and the relish and the pickle and everything else. That's what you're expecting.
So... A hot dog is not classified as anything.
A hot dog is a hot dog.
A Polish sausage? What about a Polish sausage?
See, that's what I was going to say, is I feel like hot dog is its own separate category.
I think all tubed meat.
Yes.
Because an Italian sausage.
A bratwurst.
A Polish sausage, a bratwurst. No one's like, I'm going to have myself a bratwurst sandwich.
Exactly.
So, on a bun... The food item in itself can be, you can just call it that.
Yeah.
Now, I'll now concede that you can just call it, I've never said I'm having an Italian beef sandwich.
That's true.
What are you having for lunch? Italian beef.
Yeah.
No one thinks I'm putting a pile of Italian beef on a plate.
I would think you would do that.
I would.
Yeah.
Not gonna.
Okay.
But... No one thinks, hey, I'm having Italian beef for lunch, that you're stacking Italian beef on a plate. They're saying, okay, with or without peppers.
Yeah, exactly.
Drowned or dipped?
Yeah.
Drowned, by the way.
I like the dipped.
You might as well just go home and chew cardboard.
You know what? I'm so sorry.
All right.
Anyways, now breaking into a whole new category.
No, let's land the plane on hot dog. Let's get some finality.
Okay, fine.
Does it have a category?
I say it's its own category.
Agree. Here's why. You can have a Chicago hot dog, a Denver hot dog, a chili dog.
Because I'll tell you what. If I go to Chicago and I put ketchup on a hot dog, that's no longer a hot dog. That's an atrocity.
Yeah. And if you go to Chicago and order a hot dog, did you know that you don't have to say, I would like a Chicago style? You don't even have to say what you want on it.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I've taken you guys.
Yeah.
My wife, your mother, by law, your mother-in-law.
Yes.
Was impressed with the assembly line they had at the hot dog place, to where if you order a hot dog and you don't say what you want on it, they just throw it together as a Chicago-style hot dog.
Which is the only good way to have a hot dog.
Most cities have a style of hot dog, so you'll get a Milwaukee dog, a Seattle dog, a Colorado dog. Detroit has a style where it's smaller hot dogs with chili and shredded cheese on the top.
Yes.
It's called a Coney.
Yes.
But it's a Coney hot dog.
Or a chili dog.
It's called, that might solve...
Ooh.
The thing.
Okay.
It's called a Coney hot dog.
You're right. A Coney Island hot dog.
So it's hot dogs a style. Now we're going Chicago style hot dog.
Ooh.
So I
subcategories.
I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich. I think a hot dog is a category of food.
Yeah.
Where you have a tubed meat.
Yeah.
All one piece.
Yes.
Into a bun.
I agree.
Now,
and it can be styled and dressed, however.
Here's the caveat.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not a bun in the case of like an Italian sausage fits the hot dog criteria. No one says Italian sausage sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's have an Italian sausage, but it is served on a French roll.
I would closer still to count a bun, that as
right?
a bun.
Yeah, me too.
I would count that as just a French bun.
It's served on the same bread that an Italian beef is served on.
I would just say that that's a fancy hot dog.
Okay.
That's just like an exquisite hot dog.
So, whereas an Italian beef is its own style of food.
Yes.
I'm okay classifying it as a sandwich. In fact, I advocate for it.
I believe that it is a sandwich.
So a hot dog is its own style of food.
I believe that all tubed meats are their own style of food. They can be dressed and created and whatever else into different ways and fashions.
But then you're just having that too. You're like, oh, I'm having a kielbasa. I'm having a Polish sausage. I'm having a hot dog. I'm having a bratwurst. I'm having say, I'm having a bratwurst sandwich.
Yes, yes. They're kind of like the outliers.
Okay.
Yeah. See, so we've landed on hot dog.
Okay.
I would like to bring... A political aspect.
So we've closed the case.
We're closed.
Hot dog, not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich.
Its own genre of food.
Yes.
It's its own category of food.
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to bring in a new, and this is highly political aspect, a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Is that a sub? Is that a sandwich?
I consider all subs sandwiches.
Okay. And but I is consider it a sub? It's because it's a cheesesteak.
Yeah. Why not?
But no one ever says, like, a cheesesteak sub. When
they say, let me get a Philly cheesesteak sandwich?
No.
Just a Philly cheesesteak. So, by the way it's made, it lines up very closely with a Italian beef.
But we're getting with, like, grilled and things like that. Sure.
I think this is where you have to use, where it's more of an art than a science.
Okay.
So you just got to use what we do as a society.
Okay.
Now, because a hot dog fits the criteria of a sandwich.
It does.
But there's no way on earth it's a sandwich.
You're right.
I do believe a Philly cheesesteak is a sandwich.
I also believe
It's the same ilk of an Italian beef. It's the same ilk of a Subway sandwich from Jersey Mike's.
Is this what's going to get us canceled?
Possibly. Because is anyone out there saying a Philly cheesesteak isn't a sandwich?
Yes.
What are they
saying? A cheesesteak is its own thing. It's a separate category.
Like how we just did for hot dog, huh?
Yeah. They're saying a cheesesteak is like a grilled version of like a sub. Like it's a whole new thing.
Like it's not a sandwich. It's just a cheesesteak.
Yeah, like how burgers are their own thing because the way you assemble it and grill it and put it together.
Here's where I'm going controversial. I know I would never call a hamburger sandwich, But if you ask me if it's a sandwich, yes, it is a sandwich.
It is a sandwich. It's under handhelds on most menus.
It is a sandwich. A hamburger is a sandwich.
It is.
A Philly cheesesteak is a sandwich.
I would agree, but there are a lot of people that disagree with us.
I would say anyone who disagrees with us as a default, not just this issue, wrong.
Okay, I would also agree
with that. So I don't know why we stop it here.
I also agree.
Okay.
I also agree. I feel like our line can't be Philly cheesesteaks.
Let's just roll it. Publix, subs, any sub sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a sub.
Sandwich.
Sandwiches.
Under the sandwich category. I would like to think that sandwiches like are our large mother category, and then we have small little divots.
Okay. You're a normal human being.
Okay.
Not a typical Redditor.
Okay.
You're holding a hot dog in your hand.
Yep.
Someone else is holding a hot dog in their hand.
Okay.
What do you say? Oh, that looks like a good...
hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the typical Redditor says, that's a wonderful hot dog sandwich you're holding there.
Yeah.
Unless they are looking to get kicked.
Yeah.
So no one calls it a hot dog sandwich.
No. Not gonna happen. No one calls it a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
No. But if we're classifying it...
Yes.
It's a sandwich, but why not a hot dog?
You're right. I don't think it can be a hot dog because a hot dog has the key element of the tubed meat and the aspect of having the hot dog in and of itself.
We have to find an answer to this. Here's why.
Okay.
We got a few minutes.
Okay.
I am so anti-hot dog as a sandwich. But then we're kind of contradicting ourselves because we're like, well, a Philly cheesesteak, of course it's a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I think...
there's multiple pieces of meat.
That's what it is.
You throw two hot dogs on a bun, it's now a sandwich.
I agree. Because it wouldn't fit in one bun. You'd have to like flatten it out and wrap it around. Sandwich is an umbrella term. And then we got to break it down. So you got like so your burgers. So it's like
a genus, a species.
yes. And our like outlier.
Yeah.
Like what's the animal that's like most closely related from dinosaurs? Chickens?
Probably chickens.
I think it's chickens.
Yeah,
so like hot dogs are like chickens. They're like we started with just the original meat and bun, and then we've built so much from that.
Yeah.
We've built economies off of that.
I think, okay, sometimes when you try and compare athletes of the same era, you can use statistics.
Yeah.
But here's something what people call, I don't know if you've ever heard this term, called the eye test.
Mm-hmm.
Which like, well, I've watched both players, and this one's better.
Yeah.
For this, I think you need the eye test. But the eye test in here is, what would you say to someone? You have to take all the emotion out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would never walk up to someone and say, that's a good-looking hot dog sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I would also never walk up to someone and say, hey, that's a good-looking Philly cheesesteak sandwich. But if you look on the menu, Philly cheesesteak's going to be in there with the sandwiches.
That's true.
Here's the problem. Hot dog's also going to probably be in. You know what? It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Hot dogs are its own category.
Hot dog is going to always be in by itself. Because they're going to be like, how do you want your hot dog?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, burger also.
That's where you get in the red zone.
But a burger is also typically always going to be listed under sandwich. Burger has the two pieces of meat, bread.
A burger also has a specialty in the way you want to prepare the meat. So it has to be on its own. Yeah.
But I think the two slices of bread... I don't even think we're debating is a burger sandwich.
Well, and hear me out on this. Have you ever seen those photos where it's just the shapes and it's like black? You can't actually make out what anything is. It's just the shape of it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
If I gave you the shape of a sandwich, right? And then I gave you the shape of a sub and I gave you the shape of a hot dog, you're not going to be able to tell me exactly what kind of sandwich the sandwich is.
Gotcha.
It could have chicken. Sure. It could have turkey. It could have ham. If I give you the sub, you wouldn't be able to tell me if it was an Italian beef, a Philly cheesesteak, or a pub sub.
You just know it's a sub.
You just know it's a sub. But if I give you a hot dog, and I give you the outline shape of a hot dog, you're going to always know it's a hot dog.
Yes.
You're never going to think, oh, well, that's just another sandwich. You're going to know.
Luckily, we're going to have help on this.
Okay.
Let's render our final decisions.
Okay.
I'm just going to say the food, and you say yes or no. Is it a sandwich?
Okay.
And I'll tell you if I agree with you.
Okay.
Italian beef.
Sandwich.
I agree with you.
Yes.
A Philly cheesesteak.
Sandwich.
a Subway or Publix sandwich that they prepare in front of you.
Sandwich.
Agree. Polish sausage, hot dog, Italian sausage, kielbasa.
Not a sandwich.
Own category.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So all the debate. And by the way, please leave a comment whether you believe we're way off base on the hot dog as a sandwich thing. We've rendered our verdict. Luckily, we're not alone.
Okay.
The final voice in Italian beef, in hot dogs, will be joining the podcast at the other end of the break. Joseph C. Portillo, founder of Portillo's Sandwiches in Chicago, will settle once and for all, is a hot dog a sandwich? On the other end. And then I just knocked the phone out of his hand. I said, you can't record me while I'm harassing this fast food employee. Oh, we're back. Not able to land Joseph C. Portillo. Turns out not a real person. Also the creator of the chain of restaurants Portillo's, long passed away.
Did he?
Long passed away. But we missed a couple. I was going to discuss with him, but he's not here. So I'm going to speed round it with Carlina.
Okay.
We're going to just go lightning round, fire off a food. Is it a sandwich? That's it.
Okay.
Now, is it a sandwich?
Okay.
Taco.
No.
Agree. Why, though?
It's a taco.
Gotcha. Excellent answer. Burrito?
No.
A wrap, like a bacon chicken ranch wrap.
Yes.
Why?
It has the surrounding.
And there's an opening.
And there's an opening. Burrito, no. Wrap, yes.
But it falls under the one continuous.
Yes.
Okay. But is a wrap's a sandwich?
A wrap is a sandwich. A burrito is not.
For some reason, I agree with you.
Yeah.
What about a gyro?
Taco.
I say sandwich.
I can also say sandwich.
If someone called it a taco, I would say wrong genre food.
Taco's
strictly Mexican food.
I'm going to say sandwich, because you're more experienced in eating gyros than I am.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Just go with it. We're going about the eye test again.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to call you insane for calling a gyro a sandwich. They might have an issue with you calling it a taco.
That's true. Gyro sandwich.
Even though it might technically fall under the top. Yeah.
Gyro or gyro?
No. Here's, it's a sandwich. Gyro, gyro, gyro.
Gyro?
You can pronounce however you want.
Yeah.
It's just like often. It's just how douchey do you want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like full.
Oh, then you're going to want to call it a gyro.
A gyro?
Yeah.
A gyro.
If you want to annoy the most people, call it a gyro.
Gyro.
And you're not wrong.
Ooh.
I call it a gyro.
Gyro.
I kind of leave the G out of it.
I like to call it gyro, but for the sake of the podcast, I will only be referred to it as gyro.
And that's why you're a great co-host. So here's why I might convert you fully off of taco.
Okay.
What is a gyro served on?
Pita.
Pita.
Bread.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're right.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
Pita bread.
Pita bread sandwich.
Shawarma. Do you know, if you don't know what a shawarma is, similar to a gyro, it's typically the meat will be sliced right off of something that is rotating.
I call it a sandwich.
Served on the same thing. The range in quality of shawarma.
I can imagine.
Is one of the most, like, you can have the best food you've ever eaten.
Yeah.
And then you can also be borderline wanting to throw up as soon as you bite into it.
Yeah.
So, shawarma.
Shawarma.
Excellent job on the lightning round.
Okay.
We were going to further discuss, from an expert point of view, hot dog, Italian beef, from Mr. Portillo.
I could only imagine he was an expert.
So, trying to get someone on the show and them not being able to come on the show, big pet peeve of mine.
It is.
What I'd like to do right now is get a top five on the spot.
Okay.
And rank them 5-1 if you can. And then if you have to, if one of your pet peeves is ranking things incorrectly, after you've got five out there, you can reshuffle the order.
Okay.
Is 5 enough?
I would say so, yes.
So let's hear, I wish there were a song for this. Carlina's Top 5! Carlina's Top 5! Sponsored by Subway Sandwiches. We're sandwiches. Just because we're served at a gas station counter doesn't mean we're not a sandwich. And we don't talk about our spokesperson anymore. Subway. Eat fresh, kind of.
Kind of. Anyway, is five the worst or the best?
Let's go your biggest pet peeve number one.
Okay.
But
okay.
Don't go in that order.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I'd like your biggest pet peeve to be revealed last.
Okay, I get
so
that.
So let's rank Carlina's top five pet peeves.
So, top five.
Sponsored by
Arby's.
Subway sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches?
Yeah. Later we're going to do phobias, and that is sponsored by Arby's.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I got it confused.
It's okay. It's okay.
The roast beef sandwich gave me a little bit of hallucinations.
So, Carlina, the co-host Carlina's top five pet peeves sponsored by Subway sandwiches.
Sponsored by Subway. So, I would say number five would probably be when I'm starting to, like, say something in full and I'm trying to get my thoughts around.
And then someone just kind of cuts you off right in the middle.
And someone just kind of cuts me off right in the middle. You know, that's, I would definitely say that that is five.
How often does that happen on Family by Law with Brian Aldridge?
Almost never.
Every time you speak.
I would say four would probably...
So five is...
So five is when people cut me off.
Okay.
And I would say four is maybe when somebody's, like, talking to me and they're trying to get me to, like, say or do a certain thing, but they didn't tell me or give me any previous knowledge on it, and so I just am sitting there looking dumb or looking like the brunt of the joke when I had no idea what was happening.
We call that being tooed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say that's number four.
So far, host Brian Aldridge, the source of two of Carlina's top five pet peeves.
I would say number three would be when I go to explain an idea to someone and they're just like, no, it's never going to work. Never going to work. It's not going to work. And they don't even let you finish the idea.
So any boss.
So any boss. Yeah.
Any boss.
So any boss. So they just like don't even let you finish. And it's like, it'll be something so minor too. You're like, hey, I think this would just work better. And they're like, that would never work in a million years.
So pet peeve three, having a boss.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's pretty valid. Two, I'm going to have to go with when I am talking to someone and they just start, like, looking in their phone or something like that. And I'm still talking because I will not stop before I finish my sentence. I
have noticed.
Or my thoughts.
Okay.
I will just keep going. And they're no longer paying attention. And then they come up at the end and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And then you can just tell they're not paying any attention to you. And it just really hurts your feelings. I would say that's number two. Number one, I would say my absolute worst pet peeve is when I have showed somebody something 4 or 5 million times and been like, I think you'd really like this. I think you'd really like this. I think this would be cool. I think this would be great. And then they come back 2 weeks, 3 months, however much later, and they're like, look at this cool thing I found.
Classic Phil Dunphy. This is the Phil Dunphy wedge salad. No man understood why Claire was so upset. Every woman completely understood why she was mad. And so that was a classic. It's a classic Phil Dunphy with the wedge salad. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Where he's at the spa.
He comes home, raves about the wedge salad. Claire loses her mind. In a woman's view, rightfully so, and a man's view, completely confused.
Yep.
And he's like, why? Why are you so mad? I've been telling you about the wedge salad forever.
Yep.
And then somebody else tells you about it, and it's the greatest thing ever. Okay.
Yeah. I would say those are my top five.
Mine are pretty simple. I just, behavioral things. Flicking a cigarette out of the window of a moving car.
I mean, that's just straight up anarchy.
Treating an employee who can't talk back to you poorly.
I feel like these aren't pet peeves. I feel like these are just bad people.
It's just things like that.
Man, I hate when people just commit murder against stuff, kicking puppies, real big puppies.
I'm pretty good about people's trespassing upon me or whatever, because I'm into the whole Lord's Prayer thing. Forgive us trespasses. You forgive the... Like, I want my trespasses forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll typically forgive other people's trespasses. So that type of stuff, human nature. But when you're being malicious to someone who can't defend themselves, like talking, you know that employee can't do anything. So
exactly.
That's a big pet peeve of mine. But I don't think anybody's sitting there like, yell at that
Taco
Bell
guy. Yeah, you tell them.
Mine
were much more niche.
You bring too many items into the express lane. That's going to bug me every time.
You know what really
breaking
bugs me?
Rules when the rule isn't, the rule is set to help us.
Yeah.
Like each other. Not like arbitrary rules like speeding and things like that. When yeah. it's a rule, when it's like, hey, this line is for 10 items or less because some people only have two or three things and don't need to wait in line. But you're like, you know, I'm going to bring my whole grocery order in.
It's worse when it's like 11 items because I know that they counted it.
Sure.
Saw that it was 11 and still went when did it.
I guess overall, top pet peeve encompasses all of this is when you think your time and what you need to do is more important than other people.
Yeah.
So that's it's a pretty basic.
When you think your little like 10-second bubble is more important than anyone else's.
Even though mine is, I don't act that way.
You gotta be respectful.
Yeah.
I think President Obama would agree.
Yeah. I mean, guy follows me on Twitter.
Yeah. So he has the most important 10-second bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So pet peeves. Pretty good.
Yeah, I would say. Delusional?
Mom, my wife.
Yes.
Not a fan of elevators.
Not a fan. Also.
Hold on. Very scared of enclosed spaces.
Yes.
This is called claustrophobia.
Yes.
Your mom has a known phobia of enclosed spaces, claustrophobia.
Yes.
I have a fear of heights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's called. Heightophobia?
Heightophobia. That's the scientific term.
Heightophobia.
Yeah.
Which I think makes good sense because you should be afraid to be up somewhere high because if you fall off, you'll die.
That's true. Unless you're connected to an enclosed space
like your mom makes sense. You could suffocate.
Yeah.
There's some wild ones out there.
Yeah. Do you know what I have a phobia of?
What do you got?
When I'm like out in the ocean and it's just empty space.
Oh, so the opposite of claustrophobia.
Yeah. I'm not scared of the ocean, but I just don't
There's no boundary. So it's the opposite of being swaddled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the open spaceness of it. I feel like that's really scary.
So for the next little bit here, the producer's going to holler out some phobias. We're going to guess what they are.
Okay.
But there's a couple I want him to look up, so I'm going to put his research skills on the spot.
Okay.
Some people are afraid of snakes.
Snakeophobia.
I thought it was... Let's get more ridiculous. What are... What's slither? Like
slitherophobia?
Snakeophobic. But snakeophobic sounds like you hate snakes.
I do. Because of the way they were born.
Yeah. It's because the one that made the woman eat the apple.
Yeah.
What's the fear?
Slytherin phobia.
What's the fear of cotton balls? I've seen that on a talk show.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. They bring this person on and then they're like, oh, this person's deathly afraid of cotton balls.
Here's a bag of cotton balls.
Oh, she's right in their face. why did they freak out? And I'm like, well, that's like putting a snake in front of a normal person.
Yeah.
Like,
cotton bolia.
What is it?
Sedonglobophobia,
which is sounds as made up as the actual fear.
Yeah, I feel like snowballophobia was way more accurate.
Yeah. All right, so if you will, while me and Carlina babble back and forth a little bit, the producer is going to come up with some phobias.
Yeah.
We don't know what they are.
No.
We'll try first... wild, stupid, funny guess.
Okay.
Then we'll try to kind of break down the word.
Okay, break down.
See if we can come to something.
Obias, yeah. Bios.
Yeah.
You know, all that good stuff.
All right. So, this portion of the show, sponsored by...
Arby's. Yeah.
Arby's. Are you at a truck stop? You need a shower? Order first, take a shower. It'll be ready by the time you're out. Arby's. Shower first.
Arby's, where our meat isn't fresh and our workers aren't either.
But it's cheap.
Is it?
But our workers aren't either.
I don't know, man. I feel like if I actually like researched phobias, I'd have like so many.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I'd unlock some. Like I'd be like, man, I didn't even know what I was supposed to.
Yeah, let's get that deep into it. But yeah, so right now, phobias, sponsored by Arby's. Our meat isn't fresh, and neither are our employees. Arby's, do you worry about hiring felons at your business? Don't worry. We've hired all of them. Arby's. All right, producer Brian going to call out a phobia.
Okay, so the first one is nomophobia.
Nomophobia.
Scared of being normal.
Nomophobia?
Yeah. No more phobias.
You're scared of running out.
That's what I was going to say. You're scared of running out of phobias.
Scared of having a bunch of stuff and then it's gone. I have
no mo.
I had a bowl of apples, ate them all, now I have no mo.
Nomophobia.
No mo apples.
See, here, I took it even more literally. No more phobias. You ran out of phobias to have.
Okay.
You don't have any more to have.
So no mo, you're out. Out of, running out of something?
Yeah. Let's break it down.
I'm going with that.
You're going with that?
You got no mo. Afraid of a name? Name?
No. I'm going to take it a little...
Nomalichic?
I'm going to take it a little more literal. Do you guys
want a hint?
Yes.
Yes.
So, it's really... Listen to this. No mo fo.
You're scared of not having enemy.
Yeah?
Enemies. No more fo.
That's the
thing. Wait, okay.
No mo phobia.
Phobia.
No.
Foe. That's enemies.
Foe is fake as well.
Oh.
No mo. Noma foe.
Okay.
Noma foe. Samsonite. I knew it.
I'm gonna say it's like scared of being alone and having enemies around you.
Nomophobe. Scared of killing your enemies.
Ooh, scared of killing.
Producer Brian, shout it out.
It's fear of being without your mobile phone.
So how's it pronounced?
Nomophobia.
Nomophobia, the fear of being without a mobile device.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brand new fear.
Yeah.
My parents didn't suffer from it.
Yeah, they did
not.
My parents
will never suffer from that.
Yeah.
Nomophobia.
It's like peanut allergies.
Yeah.
Only the weak ones
only
get it.
Only the weak white people.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I did.
You can say it because you're white.
Oh, yeah. I'm a white.
What are they going to say? They can't say anything
to you. I can say cracker with a hard R.
Okay, do you want the next
phobia?
All right, the next one is ablutophobia.
Ablutophobia, obviously.
Scared of Pluto.
Scared of Pluto from Popeye. This one's Pluto from Popeye. I'll bet you I'm really going to guess what it is. This is a fear of spinach.
That would make sense. I agree with you.
A fear of spinach.
Or vegetables.
What is a ablutophobia? Yeah, that's my real guess.
Final guess.
My real guess is it's a fear of spinach.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
So we're wrong.
Oh, no. Just because I want to. Seuss may have this.
Okay, spell ablutophobia first.
Okay, but Seuss hates spinach, so we're on the right track.
Seuss, never been a fan of spinach.
Yeah.
A-B-L-U-T-O.
A Bluto. Bluto was Popeye's nemesis. Seuss has this, maybe.
Seuss may have this, but so may other dogs.
Seuss ain't afraid of nothing.
Scared of being alone?
Seuss ain't afraid of nothing.
Seuss is scared of being alone.
Seuss is afraid of the Amazon delivery guy.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
He's also scared of, like, he's scared of fireworks and loud noises. Is it fireworks?
Ablutophobia. I can't come off of a fear of spinach.
Okay, what if it's like a blue, you're going to have to come home with this. Okay, what if it's like a blue, like I blew you away.
Okay.
I say it's a fear of fireworks.
I have no other guess besides spinach.
So I say fireworks.
Fireworks. Hit him.
Fear of bathing.
Oh.
Bluto was a dirty MF-er.
Also, that would make sense. Our dog is scared of that.
Yeah.
He's not a fan of the BATHs.
All right, so ablutophobia.
I think that they should switch whatever the fear of spinach is with that name.
Yes. What was our first one that we went with? What was it a fear of?
Not sure.
What was the first one we did?
Yeah, what was the first one?
Sorry. One second. First one was nomophobia.
The mobile device.
Mobile device.
Very, current, like very, very topical. So, nomophobia.
I mean, can you imagine being around when, like, bathing first existed? That would seem pretty scary.
I'll tell you what. Not a lot of people with ablutophobia and nomophobia.
That's true.
Yeah. Unless they're afraid to, they don't want to be with them, they don't take baths because they...
Oh, they can't be without it. Yeah. But they have those little, like, waterproof cases now. Yeah.
So problem solved.
Problem solved.
One phobia traded in for the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Hit us with the third one.
I have an option for you.
Okay.
Oh. You want an easy one, like basically a layup?
No, I don't want, like, arachnophobia. I don't want...
No,
you've never heard of this
one. Oh, lay it on us.
Or do you want one that's... relatively hard.
Not that. We don't want anything hard. We missed the blutophobia. Yeah. We thought it was spinach. So.
Okay, but... Alright. I'll do that one next.
Okay.
Okay? Globophobia.
Scared of the globes.
Fear of a flat earth. Globophobia, obviously. Afraid of the comical basketball team, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's fear of being pranked.
Of course. Is it really?
I think globophobia is the fear of being pranked.
That's a little bit wild. You know
or
what?
Or it could be the fear of...
I'm going to say it's this fear of, like, vastness, like the how big the globe is.
What is it?
It's fear of balloons.
Fear of balloons. Oh, so what's a classic prank?
A balloon.
A balloon is a prank.
You were on the right track.
I basically nailed it.
Yeah, you were on the right track.
Most pranks involve a balloon.
Yeah, you're right. Almost none, but you're right.
They balloon...
Ooh.
Like, they start small and they balloon into
that's
something bigger.
True. Yeah. That's true. Right. Trickle-down balloon economics.
Basically Reagan'd this one.
Yeah.
So, this next one, you're going to have to bear with me for what the pronunciation.
Fear of bears.
Bears!
It's the fear of bears. Packerphobia. Nailed it.
Cheeseheadophobia.
So, it's... Hippopotamus.
Scared of a hippopotamus.
Yeah, scared of a hippopotamus. Next. Next.
So it's actually the fear of long words, and it's a really long word.
Oh, why would they do that?
Hippopotamatrocious.
Yeah. All right, find one. It's going to be the final one.
Okay.
Your choice. Something ridiculous or something like
crazy.
Something fear of any, like whatever you want. But it'll be our final one.
Oh.
We'll fire off on our.
Perfect. Okay. This one is ergophobia.
Ergophobia?
Can you spell it?
You're scared of Urkel.
No.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
E-R-G-O-phobia.
Ergophobia.
Ergo.
Fear of French people.
Ergo. Ooh, ergo. Scared of European people.
Those Europeans. What is?
My hint is that Carlina may have this. Something that Carlina dislikes.
Taking tests.
About everything. Ooh, that's a good one. Taking tests. Large concerts or venues.
Loud noises.
No.
Taking tests.
Can you tell us? Give us a scale. Are we hot?
You are... No. It's something that happens every single week.
Fear of Fridays.
No.
Fear of Thursdays.
For Carlina.
Fear of Wednesdays.
For everybody.
Fear of Tuesdays.
Okay.
Hit us with it.
It's the fear of work.
Oh.
Ooh, there's a lot of people I know. A lot of people I know with ergophobia.
A lot of people. That you know.
That I know.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm not like scared of like all work, just work where people tell me what to do.
A lot of people. A lot of people I see every day. Ergophobia.
Uh-huh. It's only work where people tell me what to do and if I don't want to do it.
I'm not going to bust out a percentage of people that suffer from ergophobia.
I'd say 1/3 of this podcast.
All right.
I'd say 3/3 of this podcast.
Okay, so I liked that. I liked the phobias. I liked the pet peeves.
Yeah.
Let's bring it home.
Okay.
Let's get in the car. Let's put our seatbelts on.
Okay. Check your rearview mirrors.
Check the rear view. We're going to close it how we always close it.
Okay.
A little thing you guys started that I like. I've been in a car with celebrities. I lived a week with Craig Robinson from The Office. We're going to close it out with just a handful of 6 degrees of Brian Aldridge, where we're going to name a celebrity. We're going to try and connect me to him in 6 degrees or less. Can't be anybody.
I say...
We're running off a master list here, so...
I say we name
Let's
them.
Do three or four only.
I'd say we name them, and you try and get
That's
there.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. Give me Give me, I don't know if you're going to be able to get this one. I know how to get you to this one. Give me Iron Man.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Robert
Downey Jr. It can be the actual Iron Man.
I can get you the actor. I can get you to Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Do I work backwards from him or from...
Either way.
I lived with Craig Robinson.
Uh-huh.
In Milwaukee for a week. Did shows with him.
Yep.
He's on The Office.
Yep.
With Ed Helms.
Yep.
Who is in Hangover.
Yep.
With Zach Galifianakis.
Okay.
Who is in a movie called Due Date with...
Robert Downey Jr. I can get you there even faster.
Okay.
You worked with the bartender in Deadpool.
Okay.
Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds, and Iron Man are in the same Marvel universe. And in one of the Marvel movies, I forgot which one it was, Deadpool has a cameo in which is the same movie as Iron Man.
We got there.
Yeah. You can also get to Spider-Man that way.
Two ways.
Let's see. Let's get you to...
Rihanna.
Let's get you to Rihanna. Super
Bowl. I don't know
what
movies Rihanna's been in or anything.
It's not a movie.
Does it need to be a movie?
I don't know what she's in or what I connect
to. I can get you there. I don't know how the producer is going to get you there, but I can get you there with... You have worked with Donald Glover, also known as Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino and A$AP Rocky have worked together. Who is the father of Rihanna's now two children?
I like where this is going.
A$AP Rocky.
But here's... The spirit of this is typically show or TV, like a show.
Okay.
Because even though I'm connecting to most of them by performing with them.
Yes.
So maybe this does count.
Yes.
So I guess that still counts.
It does still count.
But typically the spirit of it is
they're
in a movie or something. No.
That's your spirit.
No. But if we're going with performed with, which is how I get to most of them anyway, then this route is.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that because I didn't know the route to go.
Yeah, you didn't. You didn't know.
Sure. Yeah.
My route was through Craig Robinson.
Yeah.
Craig Robinson.
Steve Carell.
Okay. Steve Carell.
And then Pharrell Williams. Minions and Despicable Me.
Uh huh.
This guy's all over it.
And then Rihanna. You're right.
I like
Rihanna was also in the Home movie, which Donald Glover did the soundtrack for.
All right.
With Rihanna.
Okay.
Let's just end up on a fun one. Can you get yourself to The Rock?
The Rock. I can.
Yeah.
Because I can get to Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And he's in a million movies with Kevin Hart.
A million movies with him.
I lived 1 week with Craig Robinson. We did shows together. Lived together.
Mm-hmm.
Ate meals together.
Mm-hmm. Best buds.
He was in a little show called The Office.
A little one.
With Steve Carell.
Uh-huh.
Steve Carell was the star of The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yes.
Which saw the debut of Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Kevin Hart has been in multiple movies.
Yeah.
Well, what was the last one? Wasn't there one called Central Intelligence? What was the buddy one where...
Jumanji.
There was, Intelligence.
What's the one where he's the... Rock was the chubby high school kid?
Central Intelligence.
With Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So that we're there with The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. All right.
So, are you, Carlina, what do you got coming up that you'd like to promote? Maybe a shift that you're working at a conglomerate?
Can't say that anymore.
You want people to come out and leave tips?
We can't say that anymore.
Okay. All right.
Can't say it anymore. I don't know, man. I mean...
You got a Venmo you want to push?
Cash App.
Guys, feel like it. Instagram handle, @Carlina, at an S.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Eventually, we're going to get a show.
Okay.
A show podcast. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. In the near future... You will be doing a podcast with the producer called The Cozy Room.
Wow.
Hopefully that'll have its own social media and everything.
Well, but you just aired it all out.
And no one listens to the last 3 minutes of these things. Right now, Aldridge Comedy is where it's at with my Instagram, TikTok, all that. You know, my link tree's on there. You can buy tickets to an upcoming show. March 16th, March 19th, I'm headlining. I need to sell some tickets to the Side Splitters Comedy Theater in the Grove at Wesley Chapel. It's in Wesley Chapel, Florida. You can find that on my link tree, which is through my TikTok, at Aldridge Comedy. You can also go to the website, sidesplitters.com, click on Wesley Chapel's location, find me on there, buy some tickets, come out to the shows. Aldridge Comedy is the Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I hope you come out to a show next week at Side Splitters Comedy Club. I've had a great time on this podcast discussing sandwiches. It's one of my favorite topics. Some pet peeves, some phobias. Carlina, can you give our audience some sincere words of encouragement and wisdom on our way out?
I just want to say...